That was the Roots. You don't know nothing about that, Rose.
What do you know about the Roots, man?
The fuck you know about the fucking Roots, man?
Alright.
Fuck out of here, B.
Anyway. So, what are we gonna get into now, man?
We got shit for days, B. I mean, you wanna talk about... I mean, me personally, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting kinda sick of talking about Drake, but... Weezy was talking about Drake's sales. We can talk about Fat Joe talking about his new album, which I can't wait to get.
Are these things that we get that we don't gaff about?
I don't know. I'm interested in Drake sales. I'm not gonna lie about that. You know what I mean?
Alright, so Drake sales, do we gaff about this? I wanna see what he does. According to Weezy, he says he needs him to sell. Because, you know, being that he sold a little bit over a mil his first week, Weezy said he needs him to sell 2 million. Straight up.
Straight up?
Straight up.
Straight up, pimp.
Straight up. he said, hey, playboy.
Hey, playboy.
You know, he needs him to sell 2 million at his first. Do you think this is possible?
No, I don't think 2 million is possible. I don't think anybody thinks 2 million is possible.
I mean, let's get back to what we said in the last segment. The gay community is kind of strong.
So you think the gay community is going to come out to support Drake?
I don't think the gay community will support Drake. You don't think the gay community, you know, will support that man?
Yo, the gay community will support Drake, but I don't think the gay community is strong enough to push him to 2 mil. Especially with a super leak. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the broads that's going to support Drake.
All right, so right now, predictions. First week sales.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to do 700K plus.
So he's looking like Kingdom Come numbers, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. He's looking like Game after he left G-Unit first album.
That was like 460.
His first album. Oh, yeah. I'm bugging. You know what he did? He said he was going to do 750, and he didn't do that. He did like 4. Yeah.
But I say...
7 and change, yo. 7 and change.
I give him between 5 and 650. I think he's definitely going to go gold.
That sounds good. He will, at a minimum, go gold. Yeah, he got to.
And I think that's good. First time artist.
Good. Nigga, that's great. Yeah. Established artists can't go that much.
Plies right now is projected to do 65K.
It's mad numbers.
You think so?
No. Yo,
I thought he was going affiliated.
But yo, your little old Plies, he worked hard, bro. He worked hard. You know what I'm saying? And I give him that because he tore hard. He do other things outside of music. He's Goon affiliated. Don't forget that.
Yeah, you know.
And he's bruh, yeah? That's your little old Plies.
And he's down with the Beckers.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Speaking of Plies, he said he trying to do a joint with Susan Boyle.
Yeah, we spoke about that last show.
Yeah. For those that didn't hear the last show, look out for that new collabo coming out, fucking Plies and Susan Boyle.
Beckett remix.
The Beckett remix.
You know, remember you said you...
Give me that Beckett.
Remember you said you would get Becky from Susan Boyle?
Yeah, I will.
For $5.
We didn't go as low as $5. And we didn't say I would get whops. We said, would I smash?
Oh, so would you smash?
For $5?
No, for $5. I think you said you would smash for $500.
$500.
You would smash.
Yeah, you wouldn't?
Susan Boyle is 87 years old.
Yo, it's a quick come up. Quick $500. Who said you got to beat it down? You could nut up in there in like 2 minutes.
I don't think I would get hard.
Yo, who cares? You can act like you get... You never gave a chick like half of the joint?
Alright, let's end it. So, apparently, Rick Ross wants to break bread with Donald Trump. He said there's a lot of money out there for them to make. What do you think about that?
I heard about that, but. Did he talk to Donald Trump? Or is he just saying, yo, I want to fucking do a deal with Donald Trump?
No, he's living in his imaginary life that he has been living in for the last... 5 years.
Yeah, Rick Ross is definitely one of the imaginary rappers. But he's very visual and very...
No, he's fucking excellent.
Yeah, he's very creative in his head, yo. Normal. Yeah, he's mad creative. I can deal with that. So, doing a deal with... if he hasn't talked to Donald Trump and Donald Trump didn't express any interest in him, then this means nothing to me. It's just him talking shit. Like, we sitting right here and we could be like, yo... Fucking, we about to do a deal with I don't know, 50 or some shit.
Okay.
And we ain't even talked to 50.
Right. So, alright, I guess. Fat Joe claims the new album, The Dark Side, is a masterpiece, and he deems it a classic.
First problem right there. You are not responsible for calling your album a classic. You can't be doing that. Let that be.
What I thought, well, all right, man, let me rephrase. I don't know if he said it's a classic, but he did say that. I think he said that the people will deem it a classic, but he said himself, this is a masterpiece, like the barbecue sauce.
That means he's.
What you know about that barbecue sauce?
It ain't better than Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
All right.
I think when a rapper says, "Yo, this is my best album to date," blah blah blah, you don't really. They stupid. They saying the right thing. They think they got better, and they saying whatever need to be said.
Yeah, bullshit. Whatever promotion bullshit.
But when a rapper continually, every time you hear him doing his interviews, and he continually keeps saying that, yo, this album is gonna be crack, I think that he knows he's sitting on some heat rocks. You know what I'm saying? And Fat Joe has repeatedly said, yo, this shit is gonna be hot. I'm taking it to the dark side. I got this person doing this. I'm shooting a video. Shout out to my whatever. Like, he keeps talking about the music. I really believe Fat Joe, and I believe this album's going to be stupid.
But do you think he's saying it because he has to, because he dropped a straight dud?
No, I don't think he's saying it because he has to.
Last album, I mean,
you know what?
It was fucking terrible.
He's a marketer, and he's a businessman, so maybe he might be doing that. But I don't trust in the Fat Joe
brand.
Are you
trusting, but are you just fucking, like riding the same wave off of Me, Myself, and I. Right?
I might be still riding the same wave off of Me, Myself, and Irene. But you heard the first single, right?
Me, Myself, and I, not Me, Myself, and Irene.
You heard the first single, right?
Yes.
You heard the joint with Trey Songz?
Yes.
Have you heard anything else off of that?
No, but I heard the joint he got with Clips and Cam was stupid.
All right, Clips and Cam. Yo, these are artists that are not.
Let's think about how much coke will be referred in that song.
No. Not more than Jeezy featuring Clips. You think there was more coke moved in that song?
So on a scale of coke movements, you would rate the Jeezy and Clips song of what? A 13 out of 1 to 10?
Hold on. Let me think about this, because they moved a lot of coke on that song. But
like them niggas moved a lot, like on some Frank Lucas.
But wait. Here's the difference. We talking about rap and we talking about
coke movements.
Jeezy and Clips, who, you know what I'm saying? If I had to go with who I believe, I think those are a set of niggas that I believe.
Yeah,
They move mad coke. All right. Fat Joe and Cam might not have moved as much coke as these niggas, but these niggas be moving mad coke in their bars, right? Apparently. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Cam will come out talking about, yo, I had 2 Lambos fucking full of mad bricks.
Right. Like, fuck the cops.
So there's a possibility more coke will be moved on this other song on Fat Joe album. But I don't think they can move more snow than fucking the shit on Jeezy Tape. There's no way.
But at the end of the day, you think that this album is gonna be maybe not classical, but what you give it, about a 4.5 at least.
Let me give it a 3.5 right now, because we talking shit without hearing the album. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna give it 3.5 preliminary. I think that this album cannot be worse than a 3.5.
I would say this album cannot be worse than his last album, so I think
it ain't gonna be worse than last.
Because already 2 songs that he came out with is hot, and
right.
Last album no songs. One of them was okay. That was the joint with Weezy and
that singing ass nigga
Ron Rouse.
Alright, yeah, and yo, another thing I think is when an artist drops their singles and the response is like stupid, if they haven't sent the album off already, they might go back in and like switch some shit up. I think artists are into that because they like, yo, the response is crazy. I gotta hit these niggas with some heaters. You know what I'm saying? So, Fat Joe album's gonna be hot, yo. I know a lot of people don't fuck with Fat Joe, but his album's gonna be hot, yo. Watch. That shit's gonna be crack.
All right. Lauryn Hill has been added to the Rock the Bells tour this year, which I heard is a crazy tour. I haven't been to one yet. I was supposed to go to one last year that Nas and Busta was at. I heard that shit was ridiculous. So this year,
Nas and Busta,
he was at the last year one. I think this year it got Rakim, it got KRS-One, it got
Tribe Called Quest, and now my boo.
And now Lauryn Hill's been added to it. Should we expect another meltdown, or should we expect like her to do her thing?
I think I don't know how much touring Lauryn Hill's doing right now. If I was to say any, I think she's not doing any at all. You know what I mean? But If you're making your return, you know what I'm saying? The return that people's checking for.
Right.
Because she's made her returns here and there, but nobody was checking for that.
Right.
This is now being made news. I think Lauryn Hill's going to tear it down. Yo, you know I love Lauryn Hill,
she's
right?
She's Dolos, too.
Yeah,
so
which is another
statement.
There's
going to be a lot of miseducation music.
Yeah, and I think that's cool. Yo, you know what? Maybe she's fronting on being Dolo.
and then she's gonna bring out.
What if she skips over Prize and Wyclef and calls up John Forte to do a little something, something?
That'd be hot. But she doesn't have any music with John Forte.
Alright, unless they got like a banger that we never heard before. That's and they working
happen.
On it.
Unless it's gonna be a brand new song. That's not gonna happen.
You know Forte move Mad Coke, right?
Nah, he has proof.
That nigga's bad lucky, yo. That nigga got pardoned by George Bush, yo.
Early. You know what I mean? That's because George Bush knew what it was to need that work.
Yeah, because George Bush used to do Mad Coke.
You know what I mean? So, but anyway. So Sean Garrett finally finalized his deal with Lil Wayne and Baby. Do you care?
I think that's news we don't give a fuck about.
Alright, anyway. So Puffy, you know his name is Puff Daddy again.
It is.
It's not Diddy anymore, it's Puff Daddy.
Okay.
He just named Busta Rhymes as a new member of the Supreme Team, his newly formed, you know, group or whatever.
Yeah, whatever he got going
whatever,
on
his
over
squad,
there.
Squad, I don't know, I don't want to call it a group. Super group, whatever.
Or team, like you said, Supreme
this,
Team.
Yeah, this team already includes Ricky Ross, Red Cafe, and DJ Khaled. Do you think that these moves will spark a possible comeback for Bad Boy Records?
No, because they're not necessarily all Bad Boy artists, number one.
Okay. That's it's what I was going to ask. Is it more, like, do you think it's, I mean, I don't even do you think, because it's obvious they're not down with Bad Boy, but they're Bad Boy affiliated.
Yeah, but.
Kind of like how Lil' Kim was back in the day when they had.
Yeah, affiliated.
Right.
And wasn't Mary J affiliated too? She wasn't necessarily now a Bad Boy,
right.
Was she?
Right.
All right, yo. All right, boom. This is what I think. I think it's going to be, he's taking a page out of Khaled's book. Like, Khaled don't sign these niggas that he be calling up.
Right.
But Khaled is helping himself out because he's, it's like a, like on The Wire, the co-op. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's like, yo, we all here, we all gonna make some money. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I got the best product. Khaled is a DJ, and Khaled has a radio show. I don't know if he still do the show, but he has a platform to blow up artists that he can. Puffy is Puffy.
You know what, though? I want you to hold that, because I think we have a lot to speak about when it comes to Puff. And we're going to hold that for a good 5 minutes for our next segment.
All right.
And apparently, you know, your boy, the Troublemaker, he has a lot to say about this whole Puff Daddy situation.
Who that?
It goes into a lot about what you're saying right now as far as we're trying to do, like, take a Khaled, you know what I'm saying, page out of Khaled.
Yeah, yeah. Who the Troublemaker?
Who you think?
The Troublemaker. Who's the Troublemaker?
The crackhead, man. The newly named crackhead of the industry. The dude that loses fucking 70 pounds in two fucking Your boy Curtis.
Yeah, he is a troublemaker.
You know what I mean? So, but anyway, you know, as we said earlier, Lil' Kim is the newest member of Roc Nation. Do you think this is a good move for Jay and the label that he has now?
I think that's a great move for Kim and Jay because remember what I was saying earlier about what Jay is trying to do over there at Roc Nation? Lil' Kim is not popping anymore. You know what I'm saying? She's not what she used to be. But like any type of music, you're going to have your diehard fans always. You know what I'm saying? Lil' Kim right now can go on tour and sell out spots.
Okay.
As we saw where she was at when she was doing her tour talking shit about Nicki.
Right. You know that one of those shows is in Baltimore.
Yeah, and she brought out Keys.
Yeah.
Keys the Problem. Sorry, not Keys. Keys the Problem.
That's
her name now.
Oh, it's Keys the Problem?
Keys the Problem.
What
that's her name.
About Keys?
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, that's a great move because I think Roc Nation is more about touring. You know what I'm saying? So Lil' Kim could tour, get her money. Jay's probably going to get a cut
sure
off
about
of
that. Because isn't Live Nation more about that?
Yeah, and that's what Roc Nation is like. Roc Nation is management, music, touring. It's like a whole bunch of media.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Jay is not stupid. He knows niggas ain't selling albums no more. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And Lil' Kim on top of that. It's not going to sell
albums. Right.
Even with a crazy first single, she's
right.
not going to sell albums like that.
Right.
So it got to be something else. She just came out the other day saying she's a brand. And she got signed by Triple Olives the other day.
Triple
the
Olives.
Liquor.
They come out with a purple vodka.
You know what I'm saying?
I
so
about that last show, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
check that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I fuck with Triple Olives.
I think it's a great move for both
Triple
of them.
Triple Olives is a good vodka. Like, for those who don't know, you know, like, you know, you got your vodkas that everyone knows about. Your expensive vodkas, like the Ciroc and the Goose and the Belvie, which I love. I love Belvie.
Yeah, Belvie's good money.
But if you want like a vodka that's in between that and like a Smirnoff or you know the cheaper vodkas,
mm-hmm.
I would say go with $3. $3 is a good vodka.
Yo, Sobieski, another good vodka.
But that's in the same. That's the best low brand vodka.
Yo, that was in a video the other day. Somebody put that shit in their video the other day. I meant to fucking text you about that. Sobieski was getting props. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it might have been that Jeezy video. That Jeezy video he put out for the mixtape. Not playing with me.
Yeah.
It might have been that. I don't remember what it was, but it was some video I watched that Sobieski was fucking getting props. And I'm like, yo,
it's
man.
It's not Sobieski. It's Sobieski.
What is it?
Sobieski. Is it Pol?
But like, Shabashki.
Yeah. But I don't think it's Pol.
Nah. Sobieski, yo. You know, it's Maybach. It's not pronounced Maybach. Run that by me one more time.
Skate.
Alright, I'm gonna move on that note. You know what I'm talking about?
But anyway. So the dude that sucker punched Little B from the group The Pack.
Both of them are faggots.
He just recently got on camera and apologized for his actions and said that those actions does not represent him as a man or an individual.
Yes, they do. Whatever, yo.
He said, you know, there's a lot that's going on before that.
Uh-huh.
That led him to want to just take Lil B's face off.
Whatever, yo.
What do you think about that?
I think, I don't know who The Pack is. I'm pretty sure I know one of their songs. I don't know who The Pack is, number one. Number two, I thought Lil B was gay anyway. Number three, I can't even believe the speed and the popularity of what just happened, yo. Lil B sitting there getting interviewed gets snuffed up. It gets mad views online. The next video is him addressing the controversy with a busted up lip, talking about niggas
hating.
Did you
see the other videos too about the pre, like the what was going on before him doing the interview? Like the same dude was
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, the speed is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
How many of these little young dudes is gonna get snuffed up?
Yo, but hold on, man. These two in particular are both faggots. Because one nigga snuffed the fuck out of this nigga when he's not even ready. You know what I'm saying? He sucker punched him. Then the other nigga didn't do anything back.
Right.
And he gets online. Like, when did the culture shift happen? When you don't handle your beef, you fucking go online and address. Quote, unquote. See my air quotes. All of y'all out there? I got my air quotes
okay.
addressing
right.
the beef. When did this happen?
But do you realize that, as I said, a lot of, like, this is a third young guy, you know, from this younger movement that something like this has happened to.
Who you including? Are you including Young Burger in that?
Young Burger.
Yo, Young Cheeseburger, he don't
We got
he don't
Lil,
count.
Lil B now.
Uh-huh.
And we have, I believe, the worst of them all.
Who, Charles Hamilton?
Charles Hamilton.
Yo, what about that Philly nigga? What about that Philly nigga?
My fault. He's not the worst of them all. Berg is the worst of them all because
multiple occasions.
No, that not only that.
Oh,
this dude is outside of a clothing store. His voice is beefing. A white boy comes and snuffs the shit out of him, and knocks his hat off. He picks it up, puts it on, and just leave it at that. At least with Charles Hamilton, it was a girl. So if he would have came back and smacked the shit out of her, then it would have been, you know, like, yo, this nigga's wild. Like, you don't hit a girl. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, we gotta find that clip.
Like.
Yo, what did he say right after that? He was like, oh, wait. Yo. Yo, this nigga got snuffed. And then he was like, he like grabbed
I'm,
the hands and was
I'm
like,
saying, no,
oh, we gotta find that clip.
But you know, as I said,
fucking
I think
embarrassing.
It was embarrassing, but I don't think it was as bad as other ones. At least, for him, it was a girl. No doubt he got styled on by a girl. But at that same time, what was he gonna do? Was he gonna sit there and beat the shit out of her on camera?
Right.
You know what I mean? So
and yes, Young Burger, multiple occasions, they passing around his chain. This nigga is fucking getting snuffed by a white boy on camera. He had another one. I forgot which one it was, yo. Like, oh, the rumor about them niggas running up in his crib and fucking him up or robbing him or some shit.
Some shit.
Yo, Young Bird needs to give it up, yeah. If this nigga still succeeds, enough props to this nigga.
Yo, but he's still dropping videos?
Supposedly he's a good songwriter, but whatever, yo.
Alright, whatever. So, and last but not least, you know, speaking about, you know, Horace. So, Natalie Chin from the Bad Girls Club.
No, Natalie Chin.
Says that, you know, Kat Stacks needs to shut the fuck up, go take care of her kids, and, you know, just basically stay the fuck off the camera. Now, the question I have for you is, would you like to see these two have a cat fight? No pun intended.
Yo.
With whipped cream?
I don't care about Natalie Chin. Excuse me?
Strawberries?
Listen to me. I don't care about Natalie Chin. Pardon me real quick.
Real professional, man.
I don't care.
You want to see him have a fight?
About Natalie. No, motherfucker. I don't care about Natalie Chin. Sir. Or fucking, wasn't it Cat Stacks?
Whip cream.
Yo, we got to take a break, yo. My little nigga is fucking up, yo.
EMA, how about that? I mean, we could talk about the whipped cream and all that fighting.
No, we can't.
You don't want to see that?
No.
EMA.
Yeah.
New York Street. New York Street. DJ Self. Yeah. New York Street.
Why y'all trip? I'm just fine. 12:45. About that time. Been dead it all week. Trying to unwind. Train like a thing.
Brooklyn with me, I'm rolling to the club, brought Brooklyn with me, shooters on deck, got a bad bitch with me, hope the champagne hit me for them police, get me, come on, I'm in the club stuck, feeling like a beast again, so pissy, so drunk, can't feel my feet again, getting on my level, bitch, you ain't on my cloud, I'm so high, they gon' need an aircraft and bring me down, shirt off, still going, standing on the couch, pop another bottle for my road dogs that's in the ground, shots of Patron, one more round for my lady friend. Louis handbag, where she keep my 380 in. Sitting at a table with some models and some vixens. Pill popping bitches that's just visiting from Texas. My homie told me that he know a spot that we can get in with a rose. They is flowing and the women they be kissing. I told him we should roll, I'ma find a chick to marry me. But I'm so gone that you gon' have to carry me. Twist it.
I'm just fine. 12:45. About that time. Been dead it all week. Trying to unwind. Train like a tank. Lose my mind. It's crazy. Way too bad. Rosé, baby. Way too sad.
Hey, yo, you
the thing in the lot. That's their mind. Can't spell so. Lost my mind.
Rocks, Barney Rubble. Find me in Barney's Cuddle. Ice in the Cardi muffle. The suit is Armani double. In the corner and trap is the hardest hustle. Yes, you can take that quarterback, Jamarcus Russell. That's a bad batch. I'm in the desert like Mad Max. Gucci scarf, black wrap, round the neck and the hat match. Me, look at Tash. Bring me vodka and yak back. That's a Barack order, few waters, and that's that. Three blondes with me, but I don't need help. You playing that heat self. 2G blue and green belt. Scared of nightmares every night. I dream well. Should have been killing these niggas. That's how my team felt. But I'm just fine. G-Shock shine. About that time. When you see me in the club, just say